How appropriate this morning, that song. I appreciate Jill and company for sharing it with us. And I hadn't heard the thank you, Lord, for your blessings in many, many years. And so I have fond memories of that song. Becky and I used to sing that many, many years ago when we were just youngins. And not that we're real old yet, but nonetheless, we would, and the reason I remember that is because there's a certain line in that song that I always mess up. And I always put shoes on the table and food on my feet. Don't know why I did that, but that was pretty common. And so appreciate you sharing that. Just brings back memories of the many blessings the Lord has given us and some of those great memories of years gone by. And hopefully we are truly a thankful and grateful people for the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. We serve a great God. I do want to call your attention this morning to the insert in the bulletin that says, Worship with us this Christmas. And what this is an invitation for you to give to somebody else, to invite them to worship with us this Christmas season. They still say that a personal invitation is still the best way to get people to come to church with you. Of all the ways that we can invite, a personal invitation from you is still considered statistically to be the best way and the most responded to way in being invited to church or a church function. However, I do recall in a small group meeting, Joy and I was talking about this very statistic, and we have discovered that either the statistic isn't true or we're very bad about personally inviting others to worship with us. So something to think about. We want to make it as easy for you as possible. And so we wanted to give this to you as an invitation to give to somebody else. We hope that all of you will join us to worship with us this Christmas season. And we also today extend that invitation to all those that are online this morning. If you're in the local area, some of you are, some of you're not. We invite you to come out and worship with us as well. And the rest of you that's not able to do that, to continue to worship with us online, we'll have several of our Christmas events that will be live streamed. And so we want you to be part of the worship of the Advent season with us. And so on that insert, you can see all the upcoming activities. Of course, next Sunday evening is the Hanging of the Greens. And that starts at 6:00. I know Dave mentioned that, but just an exciting time, fun time to come and decorate the church for Christmas. And then we have good food afterwards and a great concert by Mark Weiss. And so it's just a tremendous way to begin the Advent season. We always have a great time with that. Hope that you come and help us. And of course, next Sunday morning does start the Advent season. And so we'll have our Advent candle lighting beginning next Sunday morning. And then there's Christmas caroling, and then there's going to be the youth and young adult Christmas program and the Christmas cantata and the Christmas Eve service. And then this year, Christmas falls on Sunday. And so Sunday morning at 10:00, Christmas Day, we're going to have a Christmas communion. And we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be a great time in the Lord, and we hope that you will join us for that. So many events coming for the Advent season, and we just want to invite everyone to be part of that. But please, take this. There's one in your bulletin. We'll have extras out front, even following weeks coming up. And so we want you to invite your neighbors, your friends, your co-workers, your family, anybody and everybody. And so let's worship together this Christmas season. We encourage you to worship with us. Well, as you know, we're in the Thanksgiving season, and so we've talked quite a bit about being thankful, and we're going to continue to do that this morning. Too often, many of the blessings we have we never take time to be thankful for. And as Dave was sharing about the crock pot and the Instapot and all those gadgets we have at our home, we've got so many things and so many blessings that we take for granted. And it's unfortunate that we do that. But let's continue to be people of gratitude. And so I believe that Thanksgiving is a very important part of the year. Not just because of the scrumptious food and family that you typically gather on or around Thanksgiving Day, but because it's our opportunity to express our thankfulness for all the blessings in our lives, which, as you already know, are many. We have so many blessings, and we're so blessed, and the Lord is so good to us. But the truth is, we shouldn't just be thankful in the Thanksgiving season. We should be thankful every day, every moment, because we are truly so blessed. However, this time of the year is set aside to remind us, and it is a reminder to us, for all the things we should be thankful for. And so in this week leading up to Thanksgiving Day, may we express our thanks and appreciation to the many people around us, and of course to the Lord. And so, as I shared last week, the number one thing we should be thankful for is the Lord. And that's exactly what I want us to do this morning, is to express our gratitude and our thankfulness to the Lord. In fact, the scripture addresses this very activity in Psalm 100. And so I'd like for us to take our Bibles this morning. We're going to turn over to Psalm 100, probably a very familiar psalm to you, but so powerful in regard to this understanding of being thankful to the Lord. And so Psalm 100 this morning, appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Psalm 100, we're going to start with verse 1 this morning. And it shares with us, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we are so thankful for the many blessings that You have given to us. We're thankful for the moment we have today to gather together to worship You. And I pray this morning that the words of Psalm 100 would ring clearly in our heart today, and that we'd be so reminded to be appreciative of You and all that You have done for us. And so, Lord, this morning, help us consider what this psalm says to us. I pray, Lord, for Your anointing upon the remainder of this service. May we share Your words with Your people. We thank You for all that You do. We ask in Your precious name. And amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to challenge us for just a few moments this morning to be thankful to Him. I shared with you last week about all the things that we should be grateful for and should express appreciation and thankfulness for. Many things was on that list, and that list could have went on and on and on and on. But today I really want us to be challenged to be thankful to Him. Once again, the number one thing we should be thankful for in our life is the Lord. And so Psalms 100, especially verse 4, shares with us three powerful truths about being thankful to Him, about expressing our thanks to the Lord. And I want to take a few moments, and we're going to look at this. And so verse 4 shares with us of Psalm 100, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise." Once again, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. We are instructed by the psalmist, David, that we should be thankful to Him, and that we should enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. It's a statement of worship. And so wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we should be in this sense of awe and respect because of who God is. It's a sense of worship. And the psalmist says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. I want to remind us that we are in His universe. We live in His creation. We live on His planet. We breathe His air. We enjoy the beauty of His creation. And so the truth is, we are never outside His gates. Wherever you are, wherever you're headed, whatever you're doing, you are inside His gates. Even when we put men on the moon, still within His gates. And the psalmist says to us, we should enter those gates. We should come to every day with a sense of thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. But not only with thanksgiving, but with praise. Everywhere, anywhere, and all the time, we should have this sense of praise in regard to God's goodness to us. And so this says something to us about preparations. It says something to us about being intentional, about sharing thanks and praising the Lord. If we don't make preparation and we are not intentional, our tendency is not to do. And so if we're not intentional about that thing or whatever that might be, we often will not do it. It slips from our mind. And so we have to be prepared and be intentional about this thing of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. But I believe it also addresses our attitude and our perspective in regard to God and life. And let's be honest for a few minutes this morning. There's times in life that our attitude just stinks. Shake your head. That's true. You know it is. And when our attitude is bad, our perception of life and God and family and everything else is warped. And so this addresses our attitude. And the truth is, we can have a good attitude or we can have a bad attitude. And that's going to affect our perspective. And perspective changes everything. If we see God as a gracious, merciful, forgiving, blessing God, we react differently. But if we see God as cruel and mean and angry, it changes our perception of who God is. And so when the psalmist says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, it's addressing our perspective, our attitude. And the truth is, we should have an attitude of praise and worship and thanksgiving every moment of our life. We shared that passage of Scripture with you last week. It said that we're supposed to give thanks in everything. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it might be. Because even in those moments, we are still blessed. Our attitude is very important, so the psalmist addresses it. So I believe that leads us to a question in regard to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Do we willingly and joyfully come into God's presence? Or are we simply just going through the motions of what Christians are expected to do? Do we enter His gates with thanksgiving? When we get up in the morning, are we thankful for another breath of air? Another day to put our feet on the floor? Another day to worship Him? I believe it's a lot to think about. Is it a willingly and joyful process? Or is this just something we know we have to do? Both of those will change our perception of the day, the minute, the moment. And so the psalmist says to us in regard to being thankful to Him, to the Lord, that we need to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. We also find in verse 4 of Psalm 100 that it says to us, be thankful to Him. And I think there's something very important we need to note here. This isn't a suggestion. It doesn't say we should be, or we probably should, or we might, or we could be, any other wordage you want to put in there. But it says to us, be thankful to Him. We are commanded in Scripture, not just here in Psalm, but we shared varying passages with you last week about the fact that it's the will of God that we're to be thankful. The psalmist comes right out and says, we need to be thankful to Him, to God, to the Lord. We're commanded. Not an option for the believer. We're commanded. But also, as you know, I like words and I like word phrases. And so be is very important. Believe it or not, be is an action word. Be present. It means we're in the moment. Be happy. It means we're actively being happy. Be thankful is that we're actively thankful for who God is and what God is doing. It's the actual action of entering His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. The be is the intentional part of being thankful. And so I think we have to ask another question. If we're commanded to be thankful to Him, why? Why should we be thankful to God? Well, there's many reasons why we should be, but I'm going to give us a few because I think they're important to us and important and probably has everything to do with why the psalmist says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, to His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him. One being salvation. The reason we should thank Him is because of salvation. The plan of salvation, God's purpose to redeem the world. Nobody else has that plan. In fact, God was so serious about this plan of salvation, about redeeming His people, that He sent His Son into the world. We're getting ready to start Advent season, the preparation of the coming of the Messiah. He sent His Son in this world to die on the cross of Calvary to redeem the world. He's the only one that's done that. He's the only one that cares enough to do that. The plan of salvation should scream over and over and over in our mind to be thankful. We're in this moment right here today because of the plan of salvation. And so for salvation, redemption of humanity, we should be thankful. I believe the psalmist would also express to us that we should be thankful because of His presence. Not presence, as in gifts, but He's gave us plenty of those too. In fact, sometimes He gives us desires of our heart. And that's why we have Instapot still wrapped up on the shelf. He gives us lots of those things. Don't believe me? Who here has more stuff than you need? Come on, Everett, get your hand up. Come on. I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but so you don't put your hand up. But how many of us rent a space to put our stuff? Everywhere you go, there's rental buildings, storage buildings to store what? The stuff you don't use. So we get all that kind of stuff. Not presence, as in gifts, but His presence. The very fact that God is with us each and every moment of the day, the week, the month, the year. In fact, we have the opportunity because of salvation to be in His presence for eternity. There's absolutely nothing like being in the presence of God. I want you to know that everywhere we go, we are in His presence. But Scripture talks about different levels of God's presence. I'm not going to spend too much time on that this morning. That's another topic for another day. But there is God's presence that's continually with us. And from that moment, even to the Shekinah glory of God, that is just absolutely amazing. You've heard the old saying that the fog is thick as pea soup. You can cut it. And sometimes God's presence is so real. And so near that it's almost like you can physically feel the presence of God. Scripture talks about those types of things. So His presence, the very fact of God being present. And I know this is what David is thinking here because David also says, where can I go to escape the presence of God? We should be thankful for His presence. Well, what is so powerful about that? I know David was talking Old Testament presence. We live New Testament presence. So not only is God around us, but God is in us. And we are made in His image. God's presence. That's good stuff. And every time I think about God's presence, I can't help but when Moses said, who do I tell the people who sent me? He says, you tell them the I Am has sent you. Jesus even says in the New Testament, I am the I Am. They were pretty upset about that. In fact, they were going to stone Jesus because He made this comment. proclaiming himself to be God, and he is. And every time I think about God's presence, I can't help but think about the I am. If you go to the dictionary and look up the word am, you know what it means? In, on, around, and to a greater degree. You have to let that sink in for just a minute. God says, I am. I'm on, I'm in, I'm around, and I'm to a greater degree. His presence. We should be thankful for that. Oh, I hope that we are. Just a few more of these and we'll move on to the third thing that the psalmist shares with us in verse 4. But we should also be thankful for our future in Him. There's a better day than today. So far, this has been a good day. We've gathered for Sunday school. And if you don't join us for Sunday school, you should. It's a great place to fellowship and laugh. We have a great time in our Sunday school group. We talk about all kind of interesting things and scripture. But so we should be thankful for our future in Him. There's better days than today. We've had a great service so far. We've sang and we've worshiped and we've prayed. We have Thanksgiving Day on our mind, which we know is going to be about family and good food, and we're entering the Christmas season. My favorite time of the year. This is good stuff. But there's better stuff ahead of us. Because of our relationship with Him, we have the opportunity to spend eternity in heaven with Him. And we should be thankful for our future in Him. Not only should we be thankful for our future in Him, but we should be thankful for His goodness and His dependability. He is absolutely, entirely, and completely faithful to His people. Today we should be thankful because He's so, so good to us. Nobody's better to us than God. Nobody's more faithful to us. Nobody's more dependable than God. And that's why we should enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. That's why we should be thankful to Him. And the list would go on and on and on and on. Help me out. And on. And on. One more time. Dot, 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 dot. It's good. We should be thankful to Him. Well, the psalmist says a third thing to us in regard to being thankful to Him in verse 4 of Psalm 100. He says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. This is the expression part. This is the action part. This is where we intentionally praise Him for all that He has done. I want us to know this morning that God alone, if you're taking notes, you need to underline that, God alone is worthy to be praised and worshiped. I'm not saying we shouldn't be thankful for other people and for family and friends and neighbors and so on and so forth in our life. But God alone is worthy to be praised and worshiped because of all these things He's done for us. But beyond that is the fact that He is Creator. We bless His name when we acknowledge Him as Lord and Creator. This is about that praise part. This is where we bless the Lord. And when we in our life acknowledge Him as Lord and Creator, is where this concept of entering His courts with thanksgiving, entering His gates with thanksgiving, to His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name begins. Can I draw our attention for a moment just back to verse 3 of Psalm 100? And it says to us, Know that the Lord, He is God. No one else, nothing else, just Him. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. He is the Creator. Because He is the Creator and we are His creation, we are to bless His name, not the opposite. He doesn't bless our name, but He blesses us tremendously. But we are to bless His name, and we do that by acknowledging just who He is. When's the last time you took a moment just to recognize God as Creator and Lord in your life? I think often we just take that for granted. When we do that, we bless His name. And you've heard me share this with you a million times from the movie Toy Story. Anybody know where I'm going? Come on. Where am I going? His foot, on the bottom of his foot, his shoe, there was a name. If anybody knows the story, the kid's name who owns Woody is Andy. Every now and then, I think we need to look at the bottom of our foot. Wouldn't that be so cool to look it up and it says property of Creator God? This is going to sound a little creepy, and forgive me, but I'd love to sneak into your house with your feet out of the covers and write property of Creator God on all your feet, so when you wake up in them, wouldn't that be so cool? It's a little creepy, I know, but just the thought. Husband, wife, there you go. Come on now. When's the last time we acknowledge God as Creator? When we do that, we bless Him. I know when my children say, "That's my dad." You know that. That's my mom. Something happens here. Does it not? Yeah, it does. When your child throws their arms around you and says, "I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom." What happens here? When we recognize God as Creator, as Abba, Papa, we bless His name. Verse 3 not only shares with us that He's Creator, but it also shares with us that we are His. And therefore, because we are His, He has authority in our life. And so we bless His name when we accept His authority in every detail of our lives. From my observations of years of ministry, the place where Christians struggle most is with this issue of my will, His will. I'm going to do it my way, or I'm going to do it God's way. Too often, we do it our way, and then we step back, unfortunately, and say, God, why? But when we recognize His authority in our life, and we do God's will, He's blessed. His name is blessed. And just so you know, it's far easier to do it His way. Jeez, she's got a head shake or an amen. You've been down that road. If you've lived past 20 days old, you'll find so much easier. It's so easier to do it His way. Submit to His authority. And when we do that, we bless His name and He blesses us. Because never forget, He has our best intentions at heart every time. So much to be talked about there, not time to do that. We bless Him when we express our thanks and gratitude unto Him for His unconditional care and love. We see that in verse 4. Into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. As we come to a close this morning, I want to challenge us today to be thankful to Him. Not just in this moment as we're gathered here together as a body of believers, but when we step out that door into our automobile and go to our home and even eat lunch today or whatever's unfolding for us today, to be thankful to Him. I asked the question earlier, why should we be thankful to Him? Why should we be thankful to God? We talked about a few important things, but the psalmist answers that question for us too. In verse 5. And what the psalmist says to us in regard to why we should be thankful to Him and bless His name, he says, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." We serve an awesome God. And because of His awesomeness, He deserves all the praise, the glory, and all the thanks. Let's stand together this morning. The praise team's going to come, and they're going to lead us this morning. And what I'd like for us to do is, as a congregation, that we would we're going to practice this. We're going to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. I'm going to ask us to step out this morning. Let's gather here together at the front at the altar, and we're going to express our thankfulness and our praise to the Lord. If you can, come. If you're not able to stand, sit on the front seats. But let's come together. I want us to sing this morning as we're expressing our worship and our praise and our thanks. And I want this to be rolling around our mind. Give thanks. And let's just do that this morning. Let's just come with the intention of just thanking the Lord for His goodness, for His mercy, for His blessings, for all the things that He's given to us, but above all, because of our relationship with Jesus Christ.